The Ibrahim Ali murder trial was interrupted Tuesday when the accused apparently fell asleep with a suit jacket over his head and face during testimony from a sexual assault expert. Crown Prosecutor Isabel Keeley was questioning Dr. Tracy Pickett at the trial in BC Supreme Court in Vancouver Tuesday morning about injuries to a 13-year-old girl found dead in a Burnaby Park 6 years ago. Ali has been charged with first-degree murder in the death of the young teen, whose body was found in Central Park on July 19, 2017, less than 2 hours after her family reported her missing at about 11 p.m. on July 18, 2017. Ali has pleaded not guilty. The girl cannot be identified because of a publication ban. About 10 minutes into the proceedings Tuesday morning, defense lawyer Ben Linsky interrupted Keeley's questions and requested a break. He directed the court's attention to Ali, who was sitting in the dock with his suit jacket over his head and face, apparently asleep. "You've heard Mr. Ali's not feeling well," Linsky said. "He's now covered his head and appears to be sleeping. Can we have some time? You've heard that he has a headache." Linsky said he didn't think it was appropriate to continue. Justice Lance Bernard asked Linsky to make his request more specific. "Just asking for time, I don't know if that means days or a half an hour or 15 minutes," he said. Linsky requested the court stand down till 2 p.m. so Ali could sleep and take some medication. "I don't think it's appropriate that he's sitting in court with a jacket over his face when the evidence is going on," Linsky said. "Well, that was his choice," Bernard said. "I just want to be clear, I didn't direct him to put a jacket over his face." He asked Ali's lawyers whether they had spoken to a doctor or anyone else who could support these complaints. Defense lawyer Kevin McCullough said he had repeatedly inquired, but there had been no response yet. Bernard eventually directed the jury to return to the jury room to await further instructions about when the trial would continue. The trial was later adjourned until 2 p.m. Wednesday. Follow Cornelia Naylor on Twitter at cornaylor. Email cnaylor@burnabynow.com.